The cemetery at Joint Base Lewis-McChord will be the site of a Memorial Day ceremony to honor fallen service members. A University of Washington graduate is the latest Washington-based soldier to die in Afghanistan. Army records indicate 25-year-old Lieutenant Travis Morgado is the sixth soldier from the Army post near Tacoma killed in action so far this year. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has this remembrance.
Just before he deployed in March, Lieutenant Morgado spoke with NPR's Martin Costi outside Joint Base Lewis-McChord. He was reacting to news that a fellow soldier, Sergeant Robert Bales, had been accused of murdering 17 Afghan civilians.
I know a lot of people who've done multiple deployments, and you know, it's rough for them, but they always come back still level-headed that I've seen.
Morgado was anticipating the massacre of the Afghan civilians was going to make his job as a platoon leader harder when he got to Afghanistan.
It definitely is going to be a little bit crazier, I think, when I get there now.
Less than 2 months into his deployment, Morgado was killed by an improvised explosive device while in patrol in Kandahar province. His mother, Andrea Velasquez Kessler, reads from a prepared statement.
My soul has been ripped to shreds. My wonderful son has been taken from me. Our family is in shock and disbelief.
Morgado was born in California, but raised in Edmonds, Washington. Kessler says her son joined the Army after graduating from the University of Washington in 2009 with a degree in civil engineering.
None of us in the family wanted him to join, but he was determined. He wanted to join the Army, and he wanted to go to Afghanistan. I don't know why. I don't understand why. Ultimately, we did support his decision and tried to remain positive.
Kessler is pushing the Army for more details on how her son died. Meanwhile, she says family and friends will spend Memorial Day at her home remembering her son. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.